Welcome to the Whole Business Podcast, where we focus on bringing whole life success to entrepreneurs and small business owners like you, providing conversations and strategies that align your business goals with personal well-being and financial success to help you thrive in every area of your life. Welcome to the Whole Business Podcast. I'm Steve Harris, holistic business coach, expert sales strategist, serial entrepreneur, and the COO of Gorgeous Business Solutions. I have spent years helping entrepreneurs and small business owners master sales, build strong brands, and create systems that drive both revenue and freedom. This podcast is dedicated to providing you with the strategies, mindset shifts, and expert insights you need to grow your business, close more sales, and achieve whole life success. Whether you're looking to scale, strengthen your sales skills, or align your business with your personal and financial goals, you've come to the right place. So let's dive in on today's episode. Thank you again for giving your time. Pay attention to this one. I think this is one that excites me. It's something that just, I'm speaking straight from my gut, my heart. This is something I believe in. We're going to have a conversation that's really a simple conversation on the surface, but it's absolutely transformational if you lean in and you let it challenge you. The episode is called, Do You Have Dreams or Goals? So I'm just going to say right out of the gate that everybody has dreams, but not everybody has goals. And there's a huge difference between the two. And the difference between dreams and goals is going to limit or increase your chances of creating the success that you are looking for in your life, whatever that may be. So today we're going to break it down a little bit more. We're going to talk about what separates a dream from a goal, why goals require intentionality and structure, how to turn your dreams that you already have into goals with a real and practical plan. And we'll look at some examples and even a few stats. You know, I love numbers that might just wake you up a little bit. Even just that overview of what we're going to talk about should show you that there's a difference between having a dream and having a goal. Think about this. Dreams are free. Everybody starts with dreams, right? Children, hopefully, are having dreams. And I'm not talking about you're asleep. These are the things I'm thinking about. I'm talking about like what you want to do with your life. When I was a young boy, I had two major dreams. One of them was I wanted to be a professional fisherman. I loved fishing, and I just thought, wouldn't it be cool if you could actually like make a living just fishing? And so that was a dream. By the way, there's a lot of adults that have a dream fishing and have made it into a career. Actually, I have a buddy that his mom said, you know, you can't keep focusing on fishing because you can never make a career out of that. He ended up becoming a fisheries biologist and making a career out of fishing. And then obviously there was some studying involved. But anyway, I digress. The other dream I had was I wanted to be a fighter pilot. Top Gun had come out, still my all-time favorite movie. Rest in peace, Val Kilmer. And I just wanted to be a fighter pilot. Those were dreams. I never put any thought into what does it take to become either of those, like my buddy who decided, no, I'm going to be a fisheries biologist. So we had to put a plan in place. So dreams are free. We all have them. They don't take anything from us. Goals, however, they cost you something. You see, dreams are easy. Anyone can dream about being a millionaire, starting a successful business, writing a book, having six-pack abs, building a dream marriage. I mean, we can go on and on and on. Dreaming of becoming a professional athlete, whatever. Dreams are exciting. They're emotional. They're vision-based. They're inspiring. They're the things that wake you up and get your heart going and get you super excited. But for anybody that's pursued a dream, not a goal, we're separating those. For anybody that's pursued a dream, you've also had when you're tired or you're stressed or things aren't working the way you want, and that dream doesn't push you through. You get distracted from it. You get released from it. And then it comes back. As a business and sales coach, as somebody who has spent most of my adult life training people, coaching people, even just in friendships, when people would tell me what they wanted to accomplish, I cannot tell you how many times that I have seen dreams fail. And then years later, that dream is still there, but it's just a dream. It's something that is not moving forward. And it ends up being a gosh, what if, or man, that would be great if, instead of a I'm doing this. So again, dreams are exciting. They're emotional. They're vision-based. They're inspiring. They're fun. And they cost you nothing. But here's the thing. Dreams, they don't move the needle. They don't move you in the direction that you want. If your dream is to become a professional sports athlete and all you do is continue to play your sport, and maybe you work out a little bit harder, but you're not actually putting a plan in place on how to do it, it's just not going to happen. Now, again, you guys know I do this caveat a lot on shows because we have a lot of people that will call and say, hey, Steve, I have this guy that I know that actually just fell into the right thing and he's getting to live out his dream. Well, that's fantastic. Yes, there are those one-offs, but let's talk about the rest of us that actually have to pursue things in order to make it happen. A dream without a goal is like a ship without a rudder. It's floating there. It's beautiful, but it's not going anywhere. It's not accomplishing anything. It is meant to sail, but instead it just sits there and it floats because there's no way to actually steer it and manipulate it in the direction that you need to go. Here's a stat. Again, you know, I like numbers. And so I obviously look into these things to really find out what the numbers and the data tells us. Only 8% of people actually achieve their New Year's resolutions. New Year's resolutions, let's be honest, for the vast majority of people are simply a dream. I want to get healthier. I want to lose weight. I want to change my career. I want to pay off all my debt. Those are great, but most of those stop at the dream phase. I want to do something. And the reason is because a resolution is usually a dream without a deadline, without structure, without accountability. Where goals, on the other hand, cost you something. They require clarity, being very purposeful and intentional. They require a commitment. They require consistency. Of anybody who's ever had the New Year's resolution of I'm going to lose 35 pounds this year, you understand that going to the gym when you feel like it, or a one-off here and there, and I know I'm convicting a couple of you, including myself, it's going to require consistency to do so. And most importantly, it's going to require a plan. We can't just take a dream, an outcome that we desire, and willy-nilly into it and hope it happens. That's just statistically not going to happen. Why do 8%, only 8%? So let's just flip that on its head. Why do 92% of people fail achieving their New Year's resolution? No clarity, no commitment, no consistency, and absolutely no plan. I've heard it said so many times that your future life will cost you your current one. And I know this to be true. I've seen it. It's people that are willing to stop and change what they have now, give up on some of the pursuits that they have now, some of the things that are taking their time and energy in order to devote that to the next thing that they want, the next life, your future life. So how do we get you from dreaming to doing? Well, the way we do that is to create a real goal. And again, a real goal is going to take clarity, commitment, consistency, and most importantly, that plan. So let me walk you through a simple but powerful process to turn a dream into a goal with a plan, something that actually will come true. I call it the 4P framework. So there's obviously 4 points here, 4 things that we need to do. They all start with P's. So you can see how I put that together, the 4P framework. Number one, we start with this. We have to pinpoint the vision. We have to start by getting specific. You know, I've talked about this. Any of you that are listening that are in my coaching, you know how important this is to do it. Don't just say, I want to be successful. I want to lose weight. I want to be debt-free. I want to start a business. Say, instead of I want to be successful, say I want to grow. And this is how we pinpoint this vision. This is how we bring it in purposefully. I want to grow my business to 6 figures by the end of the year. Now, you may be sitting here going, Steve, I'm not pursuing a 6-figure business. That's okay. This is an example. It could be I want to lose weight. I want to lose 35 pounds. Instead of just saying, I want to lose weight, I want to lose 35 pounds. It's, I will lose weight. I will lose 35 pounds between now and June 1st or whatever that is. I will raise my income to $150,000 a year by December 31st or whatever it is. It's getting very specific. So you have to know exactly what it is. I want to buy a new car. No. I will buy a Toyota Corolla XLE in midnight black. I don't know what they're calling the colors these days. Midnight black by December 31st of 2025. Whatever it is, you have to pinpoint the vision and you have to be very specific about it. Next, I want you to write it down. There is so much data that supports the importance of writing down. I know we live in a technology age. Many of you guys don't even write. You're voice texting into your phone or you're writing it in the notes section. If that's the closest you'll get to it, fine. I'm not going to argue with you. But there is data that supports it. Those people who write it down, that's why I keep a pen and paper always. That's why I handwrite my goals every morning and every night, because it's so important to get that in your brain. A study by Dominican University actually shows that you are 42% more likely to achieve your goals if you write them down. 42% more likely to achieve your goals if you write them down. I have developed a planner for myself. There's all kinds of planners on the market, but I know exactly what I want in mine as a business owner, as a salesperson, as somebody who's goal-oriented. Every morning, my day starts with me writing down my short-term goals, not my dreams, my goals, and then I write down my long-term goals. And so every day, those are in my face, they're repeated, they're going into me. Okay, so the next part of taking from dreaming to doing and creating that goal plan is you have to plot the plan. I say this all the time, you have to reverse engineer. So ultimately, we want to know where the target is, okay? Many of you know that I love sailing. And one of the things when you are actually planning a course, because when you're sailing, not just motoring like the lazy people that turn on a boat motor and go in a direction, you actually have to plan a course. And so ultimately, you can't plan the course until you know where you're going. And that's why we start with pinpointing that vision. But then we have to reverse engineer it. So let's say it's something bigger than losing 35 pounds. Let's say that you are going to be debt-free and you are going to have a $1 million net worth in 5 years. Let's say that's your goal. So in, what are we at here? April 2025. So by April 9th, 2030, I will have no debt and I will have a $1 million net worth. Now, if you're doing that, I would say make sure you figure out what does that mean? Are you going to count in any asset values that you have, or are you talking strict cash? Are you going to count in investments? Again, this is where we just drill down. What does that actually mean? And then you reverse engineer it. Because if you have debt right now and you are nowhere near $1 million, and again, I'm just setting a fictitious target here, so do this for your own life. Chances are you're going to have to raise your income, because you are probably, your income is likely supporting what you're doing right now. Chances are you're going to have to remove some of the expenses that you have. Again, your future life is going to cost you your current one. Maybe that means you have to drop Netflix and chilling. Maybe you need to make some adjustments there. But you need to figure out what is that path. You're going to reverse engineer it. Okay, in order to pay off all this debt and in order to have $1 million in net worth, I need to make these payments, I need to make this much money, and you do the math on it, and I'm going to need to make this much money. Well, what does that mean? Maybe reverse engineering, that means you're going to have to change your income by either expanding your product services offerings, getting more skilled. If you're a salesperson, you can write your check. You can, that's what I love about sales. You can determine how much you want to make. And that's by skilling up, getting yourself the opportunities, picking up your phone and dialing it when you don't want to. You can create that. So you're going to figure out, okay, then what does that mean? 5 years from now is our target. What does that mean over the next 5 years? By year three, I need to have accomplished what? By year two, I need to have accomplished what in order to accomplish year three and year five? In the next year, and then break it really down to what needs to happen this next month, what do I need to accomplish this next week, and what do I need to accomplish today. When I work with salespeople, I have a spreadsheet formula that I've developed that allows them to predict their income based on their closing percentages of different things. So let's take it back to when I was a car salesperson. I knew my closing percentage of when I met somebody and I could get them into a demo drive. I knew how many people I had to talk to in order to get to that closing percentage. I knew how many people then I would need to get in a demo in order to get them to a write-up. And I knew how many of those I needed to get in order to get to a closed deal, which is how I made my money. So because I knew those numbers, I was able to predict, okay, this month I want to make $15,000. Using what my current formula is, my current results, my current skill set, I know I need to speak to 652 people every single month, which went down to how many a week, how many a day. Now, I could do adjustments there. I could get skilled up and get better closing percentage. That helps. Then it lowers the amount of people I need to talk to. But I had it so dialed in that I knew every person I talked to that month, based on my goals, based on my current results, I knew that I could work it backwards and know that every single person I talked to that came on that lot made me $112.62. Or whatever it was, because I knew as long as my statistics stay the same, my percentages, my ability, and I talked to this many people, then the 15 grand was inevitable. It was already done. I just had to do the work now. That's what I want you to do with your plan. You need to reverse engineer it to where you know, okay, in order to make this goal of debt-free, let's say I have to pay off $50,000 in debt, and I need to get to where I can save $1 million or invest or whatever you set that target to be, which means I need to make an extra $10,000 a month. Well, that's where in your business, you figure out how to make $10,000 more a month. Maybe that's skilling up. Again, maybe that's offering another product or service. Maybe it's adding in another flow of income. I know a lot of people who, and we can do a whole nother episode on this. I would make sure that's complementary to what you do. I would make sure you're solid with your first stream of income. Don't get distracted by this other one, but maybe you throw in another level. Maybe you're a hairstylist and now you're going to go get certified so that you can add in, esthetician or whatever. Maybe you are a medical injector and you're going to add in now, IV therapy or something. Maybe there's ways that you can do that to increase your income. Again, this is where you work the plan, reverse engineer it and figure what it is. If you are a business person, an entrepreneur, a salesperson, and you're like, I love this idea, but I don't know how to make another thing. That's where you'd connect with a coach. I'm happy to reverse engineer a plan with you. Tell me your goals. And we do this with a lot of people. Tell me your goals. Tell me your dreams. Let's reverse engineer it back. I've got a great example. My oldest daughter, she is finishing up cosmetology school right now, a couple months. Congratulations, soon to come, Bailey. Her vision is to have her own hair salon. She's currently 18 years old. Going to be coming out of cosmetology and she wants to create her own hair salon. So we have set a target and we're still working on what does it actually look like. And then we're going to reverse engineer it, which is going to start with, I'm going to go get a job working for somebody else, but I'm going to build my brand knowing that it's going to ultimately feed. I'm going to start connecting with the clientele of the avatars that I've created, my ideal clients, and I'm going to start building that. And so we know in a year, she needs to have this many clients. She needs to be able to charge this much and she may have to stair step up what she charges. And we're reverse engineering it and putting those plans into place. In 5 years or less, she will have her own hair salon because we reverse engineered her big goal. We put timelines in place and we work the plan. Which takes me to the next point, which is break the big vision into actionable micro steps. So let's say your dream is to start a podcast. It's a lot of work, I'll tell you, but let's say that's your dream. So your first three goals might be choose a name and a niche, something that you want to speak on, something you are passionate about, something that there's a need in the marketplace. Maybe next step is record your first three episodes. And then maybe your next step is launch on three platforms by the end of the month. We've got the big goal, we broke it into small actionable steps, and we have a target timeline on that. Dreamers think in years. Dreamers think in what if. Dreamers think in one day I would like to. Goal setters and people who actually make their goals a reality, they plan in days. Again, we break it down to whatever the large goal is and we reverse engineer it down to what steps do I need to take today. I have in the planner that I built, I have a 5 power list action steps I have to take today. I write my long-term goals, my short-term goals, and then my power list is helping me to accomplish each of those. And then at the end of the day, I write down, what did I accomplish to make, what does it say? Action I took today to achieve my goals. And I write down what action steps I did today, what things I did today to achieve my goals. And then I plan the next day to continue to move that needle forward. Number 3, I want you to protect your priorities. Guys, we're still in dreaming to doing, how to create your goals. So we're going to pinpoint the vision. We're going to plot the plan is the second P. I don't think I said that. Number 3 is going to be protect the priorities. Let's be real. Life is going to knock your priorities off track. I have this conversation nearly every day with coaching clients and businesses we work with. So you need to protect your timeline like a boss, like you're the person who controls it. I control my day. I control what the actions I do. Does that mean that we're not going to have something come up? You're going to have an angry customer. You're going to have an employee that calls in sick. You're not going to wake up sick. Your kid's not going to need something from you. I understand that you have to live life and it's going to happen whether you want to or not. Life will do to you if you're not paying attention. So you need to protect your timeline. You need to schedule your goals. Put work on business plan in your calendar like it's a client meeting. And don't skip it. You are your first client. Your goals are the most important thing. Your clients are helping feed that goal. That doesn't mean you're not client focused for service, but they are a part of feeding your goals. That's why I write down my goals. That's why I write down my steps. We've talked about this before. Maybe I should do an episode just on this, but the joy of a power list is that I give myself permission to quit in the middle of the day. If I've done and I've planned my power list, this is what's going to really move the needle towards my goals. If at 3 o'clock I'm done with my power list, I can knock off for the day. I give myself permission. Some days I go, okay, well, I got that done quicker. I'm going to do a few more things. But some days I go, dude, it's a sunny day. I'm taking off. I'm going to enjoy this. But I also have to work that power list in the opposite way. If it's 5 o'clock and I'd rather start cooking dinner, but I have 2 more items to do, then I do those 2 items. That doesn't mean I don't stop and cook dinner and spend time with the family, but then I have to come back to it. So you have to work your priorities. You have to stay focused on them. So schedule them. If you are a business owner, you're a solopreneur, you're working on your own, have a business meeting with yourself at least once a week and maybe every day. See where you're at. Check in with yourself. Hold yourself accountable to continuing to work your goals. If you are a salesperson, if you are somebody who is making calls to opportunities, role play yourself every single day. I have sales guys that work for other companies that they actually call me and role play. This morning before I recorded this podcast, I was on a role play session with a salesperson in another organization to help him to make sure that he's fine-tuned for the day before he goes. Treat your goals like a priority. Number 4, the fourth P is push through with accountability. You know the importance of accountability. We've talked about it. You need to find a coach. You need to find a mastermind group. You need to find a mentor, someone who will not let you shrink and be small, somebody who will hold your head up when you just don't want to, somebody who you can call and say, I just don't have it today. I woke up in a bad mood. I'm distracted, whatever. And you can pick up the phone and say, I'm struggling. Guys, if you have big goals, and I hope you all do, invest in a coach. Invest in a mentor, pay to be a part of a mastermind group. Yes, you have your friends, you have your family, you have people you can talk to, but I'm talking about the person who's going to hold you accountable to really going, not sometimes being the distraction, not sometimes where they'll actually say, you know what, but you've been going really hard, so it's okay. That doesn't mean a business coach or a sales coach or a mentor won't also say, hey, you're doing a great job. I tell people all the time, look at how much you have accomplished. But then we focus back in. Okay, let's look back at your goals again. When we meet quarterly with our businesses, we go back to their 5-year, 3-year, and 1-year personal, professional, and financial goals. And maybe those have changed, and that's okay. But you need to go back, look at them again, and if they have not changed, make sure you're back on course. Let's go back to that sailing analogy. If my goal is to get to from point A to point B, unfortunately, in a sailboat, it's going to be point A1 to A2 to A3 to A4 because things change, like in life. You have the winds of life come up. You have the currents of customer struggles that come up and knock you off course. So you will have to pivot and adjust. But that's where having the business coach, sales coach, the accountability, the mentor, somebody who's going to say, you're off course. We need to get you back. Maybe that person is somebody, as I mentioned earlier, that has to help you reverse engineer it because you just can't see it. I have this goal, but I don't know how to get there. Okay, hire a professional who does know how to get there, who can walk you through that, who's not as emotionally tied into what you're going, but can actually see from a higher level the pitfalls and the directions. Somebody like me who has worked with countless people over these last 20 years, setting up exactly that. Here's your goal. Let's reverse engineer it. This is easy. It really is easy when you know what you're doing. We all need accountability to do the hard things consistently. And let's be honest, your goals are going to require the hard things. If they're not, I don't think you're giving yourself enough credit or being honest enough with yourself of what you really want. There's a lot of people that set small, easily attainable goals. But is that really what you want? Do you want to just be comfortable, or are there things, if you actually were honest with yourself, if you actually looked in your heart and went back to maybe some of the dreams that you gave up on because it was just something you couldn't figure out how to do? I have that conversation with a lot of people too, who say, I have these dreams, but I never pursued them because I had no idea how to do it. We can fix that. Statistically, people with accountability partners, whether that's a coach, a mentor, hopefully maybe you have some great friends. I've got a couple of really great friends in my life that I can be honest with. But people who with accountability partners, honest, real accountability partners, not their BFF, they just kind of, shoot around ideas with, they're 65% more likely to meet their goals. 65% more likely to meet your goals if you have a true coach, mentor, accountability partner. Are your goals worth that? Are your goals worth getting somebody in place that will help you plan them, strategically put steps in place, and then most importantly, hold you accountability? Now take that 65%, which I think is massive. That study went further to say that if they meet regularly, they are 95% more likely to achieve their goals. So that means if you have an accountability partner, if you have a coach, if you have a mastermind group, if you have a mentor, if you have somebody there that's really working on your behalf and with you and helping you do the hard stuff that doesn't let you shrink and minimize down your goal because, well, it's just getting challenging. If you meet with them regularly, your chances of hitting your goals, if you put in the work, is 95% more possible than if you go it alone. That blows my mind. So I'm going to give you a couple examples. I'm going to give you two examples here. One's from the business world and one's from personal. I want to really just hammer home the point, the difference between a dream and a goal. I don't think in dreams, so it's natural for me to just say goal. So example one is this. I want to start a business. This one hits close to home because we meet with a lot of people and we have met with a lot of people who have a dream. I want to start a business. We have one right now that should be opening her doors May 1st. I am super excited. She came to us with a dream. She came to one of our online courses. We met with her. She said, I have this dream. I have no idea when. I have no idea how to start it. I have no idea what to do. I have a dream of starting this business. Now here, that's a dream. I want to start a business. Let's switch that into the goal version of that. I will launch my business May 1st. I will open the doors on my business May 1st. I will offer these services, some of which in her case required her to go get skilled up and certified in other ways. I'm going to have a 6-page website. I'm going to create a brand that sells this vision. And this is how I'm going to get clients. And I'm going to do that by May 1st. That's exactly what we did. And that started, we met with her the end of November. And from I have a dream of this business to her website is under development. Her logo branding is solid and wonderful. We have a marketing strategy in place. She leased her office. She's doing some work on her office to make it more her. We have a vision about how to start bringing in client opportunities. We have connected her with other cooperative businesses. And she is taking the I have a dream, pivoted it to I have this goal. It's specific and here is my plan. And she will be opening May 1st because she switched that around. She brought along a mentor, a coach, and we kept her accountable to it. Weekly check-ins. Sometimes more often than that, sometimes it's a text, a phone call, an email saying, hey, what do I do here? And we have now taken a dream, switched it to a goal, and May 1st is going to be a reality. And we cannot be more excited to watch her just go because she's a hard worker. She is a wonderful person. And she now is taking that dream and making it reality for herself and her family. We're so excited. Okay, so that's a business example. Let's take it to personal. This is the whole business podcast. We are talking about our lives. So let's take it and do a personal example. And this is a good one since we started with talking about New Year's resolutions. I want to be healthy. I want to be healthy. I used to write, I am in the best shape of my life. That doesn't mean anything. I want to be healthy. Great. That's a dream. Here's the goal version. I will work out 4 times a week. Now, I would tell you to be specific. I'm going to weight train 3 days a week. I'm going to run 1 day a week or whatever. I'm going to weight train 2 days a week. I'm going to do yoga 2 days a week. I am going to cut sugar by 80%. In order to do that, you're going to have to know what your current sugar intake is. And I'm going to lose 12 pounds by July 1st. We have a specific goal. We have a purposeful goal, pinpointed vision. We have a plan. And we know what we're going to do by a deadline. That's a big difference, right? From I want to be healthy to I will work out 4 times a week. I'm going to cut sugar by 80%. And I'm going to lose 12 pounds by July 1st. Dreams inspire you. They get us excited. They get us up and going. Goals require you to act. Now, I want you to take it. We're going to kind of make this a little bit more practical. You know, I like to end this way. And so we're going to make this about you. So before we wrap up today, I want you to take 3 minutes. If you're driving right now, pull over. Take 3 minutes. I'm kidding. But maybe not. Go to Starbucks, grab a cup of coffee. Don't get sugar if you want to lose weight. Before we wrap up, I want you to take 3 minutes. And if you're busy right now, let's say you're in the middle of your day, go back, re-listen to this episode, and then take this 3 minutes. And I want you to do the following things. Number one, I want you to write down one dream. One dream that you have had that you haven't taken any action on. Again, maybe it's, I want to get healthy. Maybe it's, I want to start a new relationship. Maybe it's, I want to start a business. Maybe it's, I want to become a professional athlete or go play college sports or whatever it is. I want to take my current business that's good, but I want to create freedom to where I don't have to be there. It runs itself. That's a great one. So I want you to write down that dream. And again, I'm going to say, give yourself permission to dream. Give yourself permission to not make it easy. Don't write it down because you're like, I have this dream, but I just don't see how it's going to work. That's okay. Start with the dream. Then we're going to reverse engineer it. I want you to rewrite it as a specific measurable and time-bound goal. So take that dream and then write it down as a specific, measurable, and time-bound goal. Here's an idea. If you can't think about it, number one, obviously, reach out to me. Happy to help you, steve@gorgeousbusinesssolutions.com. But the other thing is, throw it in ChatGPT. Hey, I have a dream of becoming a private pilot. Rewrite this for me as a specific, measurable, and time-bound goal. Now, the time-bound, you're going to have to come up with what that looks like. But see what that comes up with. If you get stuck in your own vapor lock of your mind, great. Let something else do it. Let somebody else do it. If you don't want to use ChatGPT, that's okay. Call me. Hey, this is the dream I have. What do I do? Let's chat. If you're not a current client of mine, you know that you get a free one-hour strategy session with me. So book it. Let's jump on a strategy session. I'll give you an hour of my time. Let's make your dreams a goal and then a reality. It blesses my heart to watch people accomplish this. So I win. I get to help people move their life forward. It's the most exciting thing in the world. That's what I love most about my job. So then I want you to share it with somebody who will keep you accountable. Somebody who will keep you accountable, not somebody who's going to minimize your goal. I've lived that life. I've had people in my life that I shared my big, hairy, audacious goals with, and I got laughed at, scoffed, told it's dumb. Why would you want that? You know, one of my goals was I wanted to have a Ferrari by 2022. Life distracted me a little bit. That's okay. I don't want a Ferrari anymore, but I still want the ability to stroke a check for one. So my goal still is the same. It just has nothing to do with the car anymore. The Ferrari was what excited me looking at it. I would never drive a Ferrari. I'd be afraid of other people damaging it. So I want you to share it with somebody who you can trust, who's going to keep it accountable, who's going to keep you accountable, who's going to tell you to not shrink down and play small. If you come to me with a goal that is like, well, I'd like to lose 10 pounds in the next 6 months, I'm going to push you. Because if you're coming to me, I'm going to be on your side. And I'm going to say 10 pounds in 30 days. Is that what you said? No, I said 6 months. Okay, well, if 10 pounds is the real target, let's do it in 30 days. Let's do it in 45 days. 6 months? That's not a goal. I can do that by dropping the Starbucks out of my life, which I'm not going to do. So share it with somebody who will keep you accountable. Again, we're talking about a coach. We're talking about a mentor. Mastermind groups, I would be careful. Sometimes they get so big, you get lost in it. I am a part of two mastermind groups, as I've shared before. One of them is very big. I learn from it, but I don't communicate much through it. And then I have another one that's a lot more intimate and small, and we do share our goals, and we set goals. We meet every 2 weeks. We set goals to accomplish in those 2 weeks, and we hold each other accountable to it. That's the way a mastermind would work. But typically, one-on-one's a little bit better because you want to meet regularly and you want that real-time feedback. And sometimes, guys, that's a kick in the butt. And some of you need it. Sometimes I need it. I understand that. Before we wrap, I want to share a thought with you that I share with all of our children, and I've shared with anyone I talk to when they're talking about their life. And I kind of touched on this, but I want to say it again. Anything that you want and that you are willing to put the work to is possible. Anything. When my daughter first started dreaming about having a hair salon, and we're talking freshman year of high school, I said, great, what does it look like? And as we talked through this dream at that point, it was, you know, I want to be in Miami Beach. She also wanted a sparkly pink Ferrari. She did the research, figured out you have to get that professionally wrapped because they don't sell that, but that's okay. Anything is possible. She wanted to only work with the high-end celebrities in Miami. The people that are in magazines. She wanted to be on movie sets doing that for people. At 14 years old, because I told her that everything she wanted was possible, she started dreaming to that level. When setting your goals, you don't need to be quote unquote realistic. You don't need to know how it's going to happen. Too many people set small goals because they have to know that that they can accomplish it. Again, my goal at one point included a Ferrari. It had nothing to do with the stinking car. It was the fact that I wanted to walk into a dealership, stroke a check for 250 grand and not blink an eye. It was about the ability to do things. So give yourself freedom to let it go, to think possible. Maybe you need to take more than 3 minutes and start there. Start going, everything's possible. What do I want? Get online, research people, look at the people that everybody said those things weren't possible. You can't do it. You know what? The dreamers are the ones that are accomplishing the big things. There is nothing that you can't accomplish. So think about what you want. Maybe it's a private jet. And I'm going to go throw a few big ones at you here. Maybe it's a vacation home in Italy. I actually was invited to stay at a vacation home in Italy with a buddy. Didn't end up going. I couldn't afford it at that time. But literally, he went to this, he got invited to stay at this home. And he was walking through on a tour and looking at, he liked high-end stuff, looking at the closet. He's like, oh my gosh. And he asked the lady, he goes, so it was a friend of a friend. What is it that you do? Because this house is ridiculous. It was a villa in Tuscany. Oh, I'm a CEO of a major fashion brand. He's like, oh, okay. Well, like what? She goes, Prada. He was invited into the home of the CEO of Prada. She has a vacation home because she dreamed big. She worked hard. She didn't stumble into it. So maybe it's a vacation home in Italy. Maybe it's to lose 150 pounds. Maybe you have a lot of weight to lose and you just don't know where to start. You have a dream, but you don't do anything different. Maybe it's to create generational wealth for future generations of your family. Whatever it is, it's possible. So determine whether you're willing to sacrifice and work hard for that goal. Put a plan in place. Well, make it a goal, put a plan in place, and then work the plan. Your goals do not have to be small or what you or others dream or say are realistic or that you can easily attain. So here's our takeaway from today. Dreams are where your journey begins. Goals are how the journey becomes real. Let's say that again. I want this to sink in. Dreams are where the journey begins. Goals are how the journey becomes real, how those dreams become a goal, become a reality. So if you're tired of being inspired, but nothing changes, it's time to set goals, to make a plan, and to move on that plan with accountability. If you need help again building that plan for your business, a sales strategy, your whole life goals, I'd love to coach you on that. This is something that you can do absolutely on your own. This is something that you've probably got accountability partners in there. This is not a sales pitch. I want to help you achieve your goals. I want your dreams to become reality through the proper goal-oriented steps. So reach out to me. Steve@gorgeousbusinesssolutions.com is my direct email address. It only comes to me. Love to set up a time. I think I was put on this planet to help people achieve their goals, to realize their potential and their worth. Because you know what? If that's a block for you, I will convince you. Spend enough time with me and I'm going to convince you that you are worthy of every dream that you have and that you can accomplish every dream that you have. Hit me up, Steve@gorgeousbusinesssolutions.com. You can go to our website, gorgeousbusinesssolutions.com. You can set up a free strategy session there. I'd love to hear, even if you want to put it in the comments. Step out there. If your goals are worth it, put it out there in public. Put it in the comments. Go to YouTube and put it in the comments of this show. I am going to accomplish X by this date. I want to clap for you. I want to cheer you on. Even if you don't want to use my accountability, my coaching, shoot me an email. Tell me what your goals are so that I can be cheering you on. So that once in a while, I'll probably even shoot you a text or an email and say, hey, how we doing? Did you find out what jet you're going to buy in 5 years? Have you started test driving that dream car of yours? I'm here to help you. I want you to win. Thank you for your time today. Thanks for listening to this episode. I love talking about this. I love watching people win. And so we're just going to wrap the episode up there. I hope this gave you some valuable insights. I hope it gave you some direction. I hope it kicked you in the butt a little bit and inspired you. I don't care if you're 8, 18, or 80. You still have time. If you woke up this morning and took a breath, you still have time to accomplish your dreams and goals. If you found this episode helpful, please be sure to subscribe. I don't care how you're listening to it. Follow the show, subscribe to it so that you never miss a conversation. We have so much more that we're working on. We want to take your business and your life to the next level. And if you know of another entrepreneur or business owner who would benefit from these strategies, share the episode with them, shoot it out to them, tell them to keep an eye on it. And for more resources, coaching strategies to build your thriving business, to achieve whole life success, make sure to visit us at gorgeousbusinesssolutions.com. Thanks for tuning in today. Now go apply what we've learned. Keep building that whole business, that whole life, and make your dreams reality. Have a great day.